And now I have James Blackshaw on the line, very excitingly. It's taken me a little while to sort out the telephoning the UK thing. And I'm going to talk to him about his music. We were listening to quite a few pieces by James Blackshaw earlier. And let's see if this works. Hi, James. Are you there?
Hi there. Yeah, I'm here.
Ah, excellent. That's always good to know that this technology works. Sorry that it's been a bit later than planned, but looking forward to having a chat now.
Oh, no worries.
Cool. Well, now that it's been a bit later, we've had a chance to listen to a few of your works from both, I guess, earlier probably in your career and more recently. And I thought I'd start more recently because on the last couple of albums you've been joined by some other musicians. I'm kind of interested, since you kind of, the James Blackshaw thing I feel came out of your working as a solo player, what it was like to get a violinist and now even a vocalist on the latest album to play with you on your own work.
Yeah, you're right. In the initially when I first started writing, it was predominantly for solo guitar, for solo 12-string guitar.
Yeah.
But really, I've never, I'm not just solely interested in guitar music, and I'd always felt that there were kind of other things that that you could hear within those songs that themselves, that and always had ideas for other arrangements for other instruments, and it's been actually really a lot of fun, quite sort of satisfying to work with other people. Julie Wood, who played on the last record, and John Contreras, who worked with Current 93, are really great players. Lavinia Blackwell from Trembling Bells is a really beautiful singer, and we've been doing some of that stuff live as well recently with the ensemble. So that's been it's been really a lot of fun.
Right, I was going to ask whether you've been playing with them live as well. I presume that when we see you in Australia in a couple of weeks, it will just be your solo playing, though.
Correct. Yeah.
Yeah. So when they're playing on these compositions, is it fairly composed? Are you actually giving them instructions as to what they play and sort of even notes or scores or something?
Well, everything actually up until recently, I've never formally scored any arrangements for other instruments, but they've been, I guess you call it sort of kind of spontaneously composed,
right.
And sometimes I'd say kind of indeterminately as well. So there are kind of set rules and things I've kind of set. But never kind of improvised as such, really. Quite often, what I would do is play arrangements, which are on the piano or the guitar, or sing it or something like that, and that's kind of how it'd work. I just finished working on a new album, actually, and it was one of the first times we have scores to music and formal notation. So,
okay. Do you have a just to go back? Maybe. Do you have a background? You have training in classical guitar or in music in general. I think you started off playing in even sort of punk bands as a teenager, and then in some other bands playing piano as well. Did you have training at that stage? And once you started playing the style of music that you play now as well?
No, I've always been self-taught, actually. I mean, I think I first had the guitar when I was about sort of 10 or something, and I played for a few years and gave it up and played piano and played bass and I played drums and, you know, to varying degrees of, you know, of ability. I've never actually taken any lessons for anything, and I can read music, but to a very kind of basic standard, I'd say. It takes me a lot of time to read stuff, so everything has been sort of from listening to other people's records and kind of developing that way, and then kind of, you know, until it gets to a point where I start to kind of, you know, learn my, you know, my own sort of technique and get my own kind of feeling from the instrument.
Wonderful. So this really quite complex fingerstyle guitar playing, and it really sounds quite, you know, technically impressive. And so you've basically kind of developed that yourself just through the sort of hard slog of practicing and getting it to sound the way you like, I guess. Is that how it's worked?
Yeah, I guess so. I mean, I never, it was never my intention to do this as a career. Or, I mean, I still find it kind of funny saying that, but I guess it is, you know, how I've, you know, been able to survive for the last couple of years. And I don't know. It was never sort of intention to become a good guitar player or anything like that. It's just I just really loved playing, and sort of back when I was sort of 20, 21, when I was sort of working in a record shop, and when I wasn't doing that, I just really loved to kind of stay at home and play guitar, and it just seemed to. It just seems to come together sort of quite quickly, really. But it all seems like a bit of a blur now, you know.
I'm just for context interested in the sort of musics that have found their way or have influenced you in the style that you're making. It sort of straddles a few worlds in a way, it seems. You know, whereas John Fay comes from, I suppose, a folk tradition of sorts, and maybe some of those other guitarists of a similar style, like Robbie Basho, but there's influence from minimal composition and I suspect from various other sort of world musics and things. So do you feel like you kind of fall between the cracks in terms of established genres and things? And does it really matter to you sort of where you... where your music falls in terms of that, this sort of style side of things?
I think there's a few things there. I mean, now it seems like John Fahey and Robbie Basho and the guitarists from the who are on the Tacoma label, one of a similar sort of era, have become a kind of accepted tradition. But of course, I think at the time that they were playing, they were very individual and certainly kind of embraced a lot of kind of unorthodox influences there's a lot of kind of say he was experimenting with, you know, tape collage and influenced by Indian music as well as like country blues and that kind of stuff, and but it's interesting. I mean, I guess I would say that I don't see myself strictly falling in line with that tradition or being like a, you know, American primitive guitarist, which was just kind of always quite a strange tag, I've thought. I think largely probably comes from Fahey's sense of humor more than anything else, but it really doesn't kind of matter whatever people what sort of tag they kind of want to put on it. I certainly I listen to probably more, you know, modern composition and minimalist music than I do any kind of guitar music, and that has been a big thing. But then I've never sort of claimed to be you know, a composer of that kind of lineage either, you know. So I don't know, really. You know, it's I guess it's up for other people to decide, and I'm just sort of happy to be part.
Fair enough. And so when you're playing, when you're say touring or playing gigs, I guess it doesn't really matter that there's, I guess people have open minds, and it's sort of wherever you play, whether it's a church or a venue or something, it's sort of just, it just works, and there are people who are interested in coming along. I'm sure there will be in Sydney. One of the interesting things that kind of collaborations that you've done a couple of albums of now is the Brethren of the True Spirit with a lutenist called Josef van Vissem. I think, I hope I've got that right. And I guess, is he a classically trained musician? And has that been a sort of interesting challenge for you in fitting your playing in with his?
He's an interesting character, Josef. I mean, he's, I think he has had training, like, for, you know, for lute. But he's certainly kind of, I think he's not come from that sort of background. I mean, okay. Largely, I think, you know, I think he also played in, you know, kind of sort of punk rock bands and things when he was, I mean, he's like in his mid-40s now.
Okay.
And is interested in like experimental music and stuff like that. So I think that was kind of like, he's you know, he's a very kind of unique character, and his music's quite sort of individual as well, I think. Although, you know, he's sort of technique-wise, I mean, he's a trained lutenist, but he is certainly, I think, would never kind of approach those albums from in a kind of classical way as such, you know. I mean, they were kind of fun to do, and, you know, both recorded in very short spaces of time, because that was kind of pretty much all that was sort of available to us, and... you know, I think they came out quite nicely.
Yeah, definitely. I've played some before, and I might dig some out to play a bit later this evening. And so you mentioned a new album is coming up. Is that going to be on the Young God label again, or have you got plans yet for the release of it?
It will be on Young God. It's we still haven't come up with a release date yet. You know, we have to sort out artwork and things like that. But it's it is finished, and it's a little different again. There's no acoustic guitar on this record. It's largely 12-string electric guitar. But it's also much kind of denser and more kind of pre-composed, I guess, for a larger ensemble. So it really, whereas on previous albums, I think, you know, it's been the 12-string and there's been other instruments, but it's been, you know, I think you could take the other instruments out and the music would still work as solo guitar compositions, whereas this time, I think everything is kind of working together, and if you sort of take things out, they really are kind of integral to each other. So it's kind of like a big, it's more of like a group effort, and I think that's been largely to do with, because I've actually been playing, you know, some shows with the group, and feel much more comfortable with that. But I'm pretty excited about it, and I think, like, I'm guessing that would probably be out sort of maybe late summer, early autumn, something like that.
Great. Okay, so that'll be the second half of, or third quarter or something of the year for us, hopefully.
Yeah.
Excellent. Well, we'll be seeing you, or at least here in Sydney, we'll be seeing you in a couple of weeks. And when you play live, are you basically playing pieces from your repertoire, your back catalogue? It's not sort of improvised or new music in some way?
No. I imagine it will be, it's generally kind of like, it tends to kind of span over, I'd say, over the last sort of 3-4 albums I've done, pieces from those albums, and for, you know, the solo guitar. And, yeah, no, that's, I don't tend to kind of improvise too much. That's sort of not really kind of what I do and what I'm good at. But hopefully I'm really excited about coming. So.
Yeah, well, we're very excited to see you, and it'll be great to hear some of the pieces from your last few albums. I think I might go out now with, just because I've been playing a lot of your 12-string stuff, with a piece with piano in it from the Litany of Echoes album. I guess I might just ask you about the piano playing, because mostly, I guess you're known as a player of the 12-string acoustic guitar, but it sounds like you've been playing piano for quite some time as well. And so what was it like to introduce it into your solo music and with some solo piano works?
It's great, actually. I mean, I really, I've played piano for a little while, but I'm still, you know, if I'm honest, I'm still not probably as confident with it as I am with my guitar playing. But I think a lot of my guitar playing has actually been informed by piano playing.
Okay.
In a way. And then I felt that if I could then take my piano playing to sound like my guitar playing, it's kind of like these weird sort of steps removed and kind of abstractions I think kind of works. And so, you know, it's sometimes a lot of kind of simple techniques, but just kind of very kind of rapid playing and the kind of use of overtones and things like that. And I really love playing piano. It's always a joy to me. Unfortunately, you know, I don't always get enough time to do that. You know, I travel around my guitar and I play that a lot of the year. But I love playing piano. It's it makes me smile. So.
Well, it'll make us smile too now. I'm going to play the last track from that album, I think Gate of Horn. Thanks heaps for chatting with us this evening.
Thank you.
See you in a couple of weeks. Thanks.
Great, looking forward to it.
Cheers. Okay.